Peaceful day, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Sunny Days Podcast. If you are new, welcome. If you are not, welcome back. I am thankful that you are continuing to return to Sunny Days Podcast because that means it is helping you in some way, shape, or form. If it is, please share it with your friends and family. Please rate it, review it on whatever platform that you are using. I'd really, really appreciate it. Today, we are going to do something a little different. I am going to read an entire book to you. Yes, I said an entire book, but don't fret. It is a short book. It is a Dr. Seuss book, and it is a book that you're definitely going to be able to take something from when you are finished with this podcast. I promise you. And if you don't, let me know. But I guarantee you will take something from this book as you listen to it, because this man's brain was different. And as an author, I admire him for his work, especially in this book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, because it takes you into a deeper space that you didn't know existed as a child, and which is why I feel like many of us, or all of us as children, never understood this book. But as an adult, it's different. It's definitely different. So stick around for this story time, I guess. Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your way, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who'll decide where to go. Wish I can show you guys the pictures. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some, you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsy as you. When things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along, you'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true. The bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up, it's a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on, you'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You will come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lightened, but mostly they're dark. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare stay out? Do you dare go in? How much can you lose? How much could you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right? Or right in 3/4? Or maybe not quite? Or go around back and sneak in from behind? Simple it's not, I'm afraid you will find. Find mind maker upper to make up his mind. you can get so confused that you'll start into race down long wiggled roads at a breakneck pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. For people just waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for when to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. With banner flip-flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky, ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you'll go. There is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of them all. Fame, you'll be famous as can be, with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too, games you can't win, because you'll play against you. All alone, whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemies prowl. On you will go, though the hacking cracks howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. And yes, will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98 3/4% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So, Sunny Days listeners, be your name Buxbaum or Bixby or Bray, or Mordecai Ali Van Allen O'Shea, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Guys, to play this episode, this story time, over and over again. I love this book. As an adult, I love this book. It's a beautiful book. It's something that I think you can read once a week for some encouragement, some inspiration, motivation. It's fun. It has great pictures. It's Dr. Seuss. I mean, it's a beautiful book. And I think even taking it as far as if you have children, to explain to them what this book means and what it's talking about, because it's definitely a book on life, a children's
Bible, a children's basic instructions on how to live. And I love it. I love it so much. I think, and I'm feeling in my soul, that I need to interpret this book in another podcast episode. So I'll probably do that soon. If you have not purchased Momentum, a shadow work healing guide, it is available on my website, www.thebluesun.com. It is available also on Amazon.com. So far, it has been doing great, and the reviews that I have verbally gotten back from people have been amazing. And I'm really excited to see it spread and have people spread the word about it, because honestly, the money I can care less about. I just really want people to know how to get through these stages of life, and how to get through them while still loving yourself, although it will be very difficult to do so in the process. So look out for that. Well, go get that. But also look out for, I don't know if any of you know, or many of you might not know, that I am the senior copywriter for Color Block Magazine. And we are releasing our next issue very, very soon. And I think it may be a little bit too late to upload. We'll submit your work. But the next issue, which will be in April, I believe, will be open for submissions very soon. So if you are an artist of any kind, writer, sculptor, photographer, painter, like dancer, musician, like artist of any kind, please submit your work to Color Block Magazine. Let me know if you're interested. I'll let you know how to do that. It gives you an opportunity to be broadcasted to people through our website, through our actual print magazine, through our e-magazine, through our Instagram platform, Twitter platforms, Facebook platforms, everything. So it gives you a chance to have some exposure and have yourself in some print as well. So if you are interested, definitely share your interest with me so I can give you the info on how to submit your work. But I do hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, if you enjoy me reading these books, very short books that have meaning to them, please let me know. I love reading, so I'd be willing to do so if it will help the vast community. I trust that you have a beautiful day, that all your manifestations come true and all your dreams flow to you, and that you have a sunny days. Peace.